Someone was wiping Tiffany's forehead with a damp cloth. There were voices around her, and she recognised the chronic complainer's tones of anagramma.
And she was really making a fuss in Zack's. Honestly, I don't think she's quite right in the head. I think she's literally cuckoo. She didn't fool me for 1 minute.
Tiffany opened her eyes and saw the round pink face of Petulia screwed up with concern.
She's awake.
She sat up.
Where is this? The first aid and lost children's tent. You fainted when Mistress Weatherwax brought you back from wherever you'd gone.
She said you'd, like, dragged the monster into, like, the next world, said Lucy Warbeck, her eyes gleaming.
Well, it wasn't quite...
Then Tiffany felt something prod her in the back. She reached behind her, and her hand came back holding a pointy hat that was almost grey with age.
Mistress Weatherwax gave you her hat, her actual hat.
That's nice. Tiffany was used to second-hand clothes.
She said you were a born witch, said Dimity Hubbub.
It's only an old hat, said Anagramma.
Tiffany looked up at the tall girl.
Anagramma? She raised a hand. Do you want a balloon?
Oh, no, don't do that. Someone stop her.
Anagramma backed away and Tiffany slid off the table. Anagramma took another step back and fell over a bench.
No, please.
Then I shan't buy you one. But please learn what literally really means, will you?
She picked up the hat. It was very battered and not extremely clean.
She opened the door for me. The door out of the... into the desert of black sand. Death was there. I spoke to him.
Oh, did you?
Said Anagramma.
And what did he say, pray?
He didn't say pray, and he didn't know what an egress was.
It's a small type of heron, isn't it?
Said Harrietta Bilk. There was silence, except for the noise of the trials outside.
Look, said Lucy Warbeck, we didn't really, you know, see anything. You were standing there with this, like, glow around you, and then Mistress Weatherwax stepped right in, and you both, you know, stood there, and then the glow went zip and vanished, and you, like, fell over.
What Lucy's failing to say, said Anagramma, is that we didn't see you actually go anywhere. The glow could have been anything. Ball lightning, probably. Anagramma was going to be a good witch, Tiffany considered. She could bounce back like a ball. Then she sighed. She felt tired. She just wanted to go home. She'd walk there now if her boots weren't suddenly so uncomfortable. She undid the laces and tugged one off, and silver-black dust poured out. When it hit the ground, it bounced slowly, curving up into the air again like mist. The girls watched in silence. Then Petulia reached out and caught some. The fine stuff flowed through her fingers and fell as slowly as feathers.
Sometimes things go wrong, she said. Mistress Blackcap told me when old folk are dying, sometimes they can't leave because they don't know the way. That's when they need you there. She said, it's the last thing you can do for someone, to help them find the door so they don't get lost in the dark. She said, there's a dark desert they have to cross where...
Ha! Said Anagramma. Mrs. Arwidge says that sort of thing is black magic.
Does she? Well, Mistress Blackcap says sometimes the moon is light and sometimes it's in shadow, but you should always remember... It's the same moon. And Anagramma?
Yes?
Don't you ever dare interrupt me again as long as you live. Don't you dare!